You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. This episode is being released on January 30th, 2025. And this week, we're talking about what people look for in a new church. And the answer might surprise you. Now, obviously, we are not to compromise the truth or leave the pattern that we find in the New Testament in order to attract more people. But it is helpful to understand where others may be coming from if we want to know how we might be able to help them faithfully serve the Lord. So for links to the story we're talking about and some other related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/013025. Now for our story this week. Church switchers identify factors behind their decision. Expect a lot from new congregation. From Lifeway Research. For most regular churchgoers who have changed churches, their current church's beliefs and doctrines and preaching were important in their decision to attend that church, with 56% saying its beliefs and doctrines were extremely important, and 50% saying the preaching was extremely important. Now, keep in mind that this study was not about what would attract people to a church who were never attending or only occasionally attending. This is about people who were already attending regularly and then switched churches from where they were currently going to a new church. So when they moved from one church to another, what figured into their decision? Well, the two most important factors for these people were the beliefs and doctrines of the church and the preaching at the church. Other factors included authenticity of members and the so-called pastor, meaning they don't want people to be hypocrites, unity that existed in the church, worship, music, and so on. Now, any church might be tempted to change what they are doing in order to attract new members. But before we do that, there are a few things I want us to consider as we think about the results of this study. Number one, preaching is still important. When I talked about a similar study here on the podcast several years ago, this was the first point that we talked about. Preaching is important, and it is still important. We have a responsibility when we preach and teach to speak as the oracles of God, as 1 Peter 4 and verse 11 says. And we remember that the gospel is the power of God for salvation, Romans 1 and 16 tells us. So preaching is important. It will always be important. Paul told Timothy, take pains with these things, be absorbed in them, so that your progress will be evident to all. Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in these things, for as you do this, you will ensure salvation both for yourself and for those who hear you. So Paul told Timothy he was to be diligent in his efforts, knowing that his teaching could help save those who hear him. And number two, we need to clearly articulate what we believe. When we say that preaching is important, we don't mean that just any polished, charismatic public speaker will do. We need preachers who will preach the word, as 2 Timothy 4 and verse 2 tells us. And when we say we need to clearly articulate what we believe, that's not just because that study we noticed said that people are looking for this. We need to articulate what we believe because that is what we are expected to do in preaching and teaching. Paul told the brethren in Corinth, seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. We need to speak plainly so that people will understand what we are teaching. Notice what he said in his first letter to Corinth. But now, brethren, if I come to you speaking in tongues, what will I profit you unless I speak to you either by way of revelation or of knowledge or of prophecy or of teaching? Yet even lifeless things, either flute or harp and producing a sound, if they do not produce a distinction in the tones, how will it be known what is played on the flute or on the harp? For if the bugle produces an indistinct sound, who will prepare himself for battle? So also you, unless you utter by the tongue speech that is clear, how will it be known what is spoken? For you will be speaking into the air. Now the context there is about miraculous spiritual gifts, including speaking in tongues and things like that. But the principle applies to teaching that we might do today. If people don't understand our message, it's not going to do them any good. We need to clearly and simply explain the truth so that they might believe it. And number three, we must not compromise our message. Those factors that we notice about what people are looking for in a new church, that's not some secret formula for church growth. If we preach well and clearly articulate our beliefs, we may drive more people away than we attract. We hope that's not the case, but that could very well happen. Well, why? Well, that survey was of Protestant adults who were members of denominational churches. So if a Baptist comes and hears us teach about being justified by faith, but not by faith alone, what's he going to say to that? If a Pentecostal comes and hears us teach that miracles have ceased and the Holy Spirit guides us through the Word, what is he going to say? If a Calvinist comes and hears us teach that God has offered salvation to all those who will meet his conditions of pardon, how are they going to react to that? Now, it's possible that any one of those people might be open-minded and be willing to study the Scriptures with us in order to learn the truth, that they might understand what the Scriptures actually teach on those topics. And we hope that happens. But in most cases, it seems like individuals like that are only interested in hearing teaching that they already believe or that reinforces what they already believe. And if we teach something different from that, even if we're teaching what the Scriptures teach, they're not going to be interested in it. Again, not everyone is like that, but a lot of people are like that, sadly. It's like what Paul warned Timothy about. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth and will turn aside to myths. But our responsibility is the same. Verse right before that, in verse 2, says to preach the word. Timothy was still to do the work of an evangelist, as he said in verse 5. Even if people were not going to listen, and we need to be willing to do the same thing today. But again, some might be willing to listen and study the Scriptures with us on those issues and be open-minded and may come to an understanding of the truth. And we won't get into talking about those here, but I will have links in the show notes to some articles that do address those topics that I just listed off briefly. But number four, last point I want us to think about is that this is not the only type of growth that we can have in the church. As this study indicates, and we have also likely seen this from experience, church growth can happen by people moving from one congregation to another. However, that is not the only way that it can happen. Remember the role of the local church. Paul told Timothy that it was the pillar and support of the truth. The church in Thessalonica was commended to us because they sounded forth the word of God. They were making known the word to the regions around them. We need to be preaching and teaching the gospel to those who are around us, not just so those who are switching churches might choose to become part of our local congregation, but it's so that we can convert those who are outside of the body of Christ. On the day of Pentecost, Peter told the crowd, "Repent and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And then notice what the response was. "So then those who had received his word were baptized, and that day there were added about 3,000 souls." Now, we may not convert 3,000 people in one day like what happened on the day of Pentecost, but we do need to continue planting the seed of the gospel so that others can hear the word of God and obey it. So there will be times when people leave one church and are looking for another church, and perhaps they may consider the church where you are. That's great if it happens, but don't compromise the message. Instead, keep teaching the word of God accurately and explain it in such a way that people will understand it. But also, don't rely only on that type of growth. Continue working to try to reach those who might never visit a church assembly on their own, so that hopefully we might find individuals who will be open to the truth and can be converted to Christ. Well, that's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Hope you found this episode to be helpful. To the links to the story we talked about and some other related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com. www.thebusinessbookshop.com/podcast/013025. If you have a moment to rate and review the podcast or share it with others who might be interested, that is always appreciated. And if you're listening to this, remember that we also upload video versions of the podcast to the Plain Bible Teaching YouTube channel. So if you prefer to watch this on video, that option is there for you. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can see the other videos that we post here from time to time. And if you see a news story or have some topic that you think would make for a good discussion, send that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next time.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.